Speak to you in the name of God. Amen. Many years, my wife and I owned a cottage on Pickerel Lake in Lincoln County, Wisconsin. Every year, we would drive 3 days from Connecticut. Then when I became the dean of the cathedral in Buffalo, 2 days from Buffalo, to arrive at the Full Cup. We called our cottage the Full Cup. Our older son gave our cottage its name because it reminded us so much of the delight and satisfaction of a full cup of coffee. For perhaps 15 summers, we whiled away the summer days watching the lake, hearing the loons call, sitting on the deck after supper, sipping coffee, and watching the herons. It was a wonderful retreat, a place that filled our souls with peace every year. It's been now nearly 20 years since we finally sold our cottage. It got to be too difficult to care for it. We lived too far to make it a feasible weekend getaway. But during these hot days of summer in Florida, especially with the COVID-19 virus still holding us in its prison, I find myself remembering the cool water of Pickerel Lake, feeling the cool late afternoon breeze off the lake as the watery diamonds rippled in the sunlight. And I can recall many images of our summers on Pickerel Lake. The black bear that stumbled onto the highway before bounding back into the bush. The eagle soaring over our lake toward a nest high in the dead tree. The tree stump neatly gnawed by beaver teeth. The ancient and majestic loons rising from the water against the setting sun one evening as I floated in the still lake after supper. These giant birds, their wings slowly flapping, water dripping almost like watery chandelier crystals as they sought to escape the bonds of gravity. But the images that I recall the most overlap each other in a kind of Eucharistic kaleidoscope, recurring in my memory as reflections of a God who rained down manna upon his children and gave them bread from heaven. Late one afternoon, we were driving back to the cottage from our afternoon trip to town. The sun shone at a low angle from behind remnants of a storm, flooding the countryside with a kind of chiaroscuro of a Rembrandt painting. As we rounded the turn heading toward our lake, I noticed a field of corn, bathed in the late sun. Only the tassels caught the light, the soft wind rippling them in golden waves. I almost stopped the car, but you know, the moment would have been lost. And from somewhere in my memory came the glorious phrases of the long-forgotten 17th century English parson Thomas Traherne. The corn was orient and immortal wheat, which never should be reaped or ever was sown. I thought it had stood from everlasting to everlasting. All things were spotless and pure and glorious. I saw all in the peace of Eden. Heaven and earth did sing my Creator's praises, could not make more melody to Adam than to me. All time was eternity and a perpetual Sabbath. The second image of the kaleidoscope appeared often during our time at the Full Cup. Our younger son, John, loves to fish. He has the patience and enthusiasm to cast his line over and over and over and over, trying this spot and then that spot. Many days after supper, John could be seen standing on the end of the dock, trying yet once again to find those crappies and perch and bass everyone said were there. One year the fishing was terrible. Hot weather had sent the fish somewhere else than John's hook. In fact, for several years, the fishing was not good in Pickerel Lake. Our lake was quite shallow, and the thick ice cover of the winter tended to limit the fish population severely. After so many years of such fish kill, the the Lake Association installed an aeration device, just a pipe with holes in it, but connected to an air pump that went out a little bit into the lake and turned on January 1st, keeping a section of the lake ice-free, letting oxygen circulate. The fishing improved. Then one particular year, I remember just a few days before we left the lake to return home, John went out in a boat with our neighbor. And when they returned in the dark, John stepped on the dock with a string of 15 crappies and perch, which we proceeded to clean and fry and eat. As I looked at the wriggling cluster of fish, I remembered a desperate band of men saying to Jesus, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And it seemed wonderful that life was being restored to our lake. The last image of this Eucharistic kaleidoscope appeared again late in the afternoon driving back to our cottage. Gaylord and I, my wife and I, had been to town for dinner. During the dinner, a fierce thunderstorm flooded the area, was clearing as we drove home. From the northwest, streams of light flooded the world, projecting onto the still dark clouds the most glorious double rainbow I've ever seen. It was a full, complete double rainbow, the colors so sharp and clear they seemed to have been painted in the sky. Noah came to my mind, and briefly before our angle changed and the rainbow vanished, it was easy to recall that God has made covenants with the world. And perhaps on such a day, Ezra reminded the remnant returning to Jerusalem from exile, "You are a God ready to forgive, gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and you did not forsake them." Miraculous, wondrous, and fleeting though they were, all three of these images captured those defining Eucharistic images so central to Christian memory and action. Our covenant with God, which we recall week by week in the Eucharist, is so strong that, as Paul says to the Romans, remember from last week, nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. When the Bible speaks about corn, it means wheat. And from wheat comes bread. And while bread alone cannot give us eternal life, it points to the one who can, the one who proclaimed, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. The bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh." Even fish figures in the early Christian Eucharist, a sign of Christian fellowship, the food which the risen Jesus offered his friends by the lakeshore for breakfast, the food which was made sufficient for the thousands in the crowd so that they ate and were filled. We missed the full cup. We haven't been there for about 20 years, but one of the nicest things about a vacation is that we get to change our routines. Sometimes in that change, we are allowed to see ordinary things of the world with extraordinary sight. Such a gift is a gift from a gracious God. Perhaps we only have to open our eyes to see, as Thomas Traherne saw, that eternity was manifest in the light of the day, and something infinite behind everything appeared. Amen.